Hi, welcome to Managing Myeloma. I'm Bob Orlowski, the director of the Myeloma Section and the acting chair of the Department of Lymphoma Myeloma at the University of Texas MD Anderson in sunny and humid Houston, Texas. One question that patients and also referring physicians sometimes ask is how they should select between carfilzomib and ixazomib as a proteasome inhibitor, especially in the relapsed or refractory setting. I'm sure you know that carfilzomib is an intravenous agent and ixazomib is an oral agent, so clearly one of the best ways to choose between them is based on whether the patient is able to travel more frequently back and forth to the office or clinic setting for treatment, because right now the approved dosing for carfilzomib is 2 days in a row for 3 weeks on and 1 week off IV, whereas ixazomib is approved as an oral agent once per week for 3 weeks on and 1 week off. What I often find is some of my older patients who don't like to travel back and forth and want to spend as much time as possible at home prefer to go on ixazomib, whereas some of the patients, especially that have more aggressive disease and maybe are a little bit younger, prefer to do carfilzomib. Other ways that you can think about deciding which of these is better than another: first of all, carfilzomib does have a little bit of neuropathy associated with it, 10% roughly. Ixazomib also has some neuropathy associated with it, but might be a little bit less. So that's one way. Also, ixazomib with the first dose can occasionally cause a little bit of gastrointestinal upset. Typically with later doses that resolves, but if somebody has a particularly sensitive gastrointestinal tract, it may be appropriate to think about using carfilzomib. And then finally, with high dose carfilzomib regimens, for example, when you're talking about 56 or 72 milligram per meter squared, there are some data that suggest, especially in older patients, there may be a slightly increased risk of cardiac effects. So again, in those older patients, it may be appropriate to think about using either ixazomib or a more standard dose of carfilzomib, like 20 milligram or 27 milligram per meter squared. Those are probably some of the factors that I consider when I choose between carfilzomib and ixazomib, and usually I try to use them in combination if possible, for example with lenalidomide or with cyclophosphamide or with thalidomide. Thanks very much, and I hope that this has been helpful to you when your turn comes to decide between these two proteasome inhibitors.